Good morning, everyone out there. This is Capricorn. I'm going to make this a quick one. I want to voice an opinion on the topic of racism. Turned on the news the other day, and what do I hear? The second Starbucks accused of being racist. People, this is the 21st century. There may be a few bad apples in the bunch, but racism is not, it's almost non-existing. And it needs, you know, the African-American race needs to quit using it as a crutch. In all honesty, the only racism that I know exists is reverse racism. It seems like other races, including the Caucasian race, are actually the targets of racism in a way that African Americans are so quick to say that if they have a confrontation or a run-in with for example, because it seems to be a big problem between, you know, with the Caucasian, El Blanco Diablo, the white devil, you know, if a police officer that's white pulls over a black man, they're automatically racist. Or if a white person owns a shop, or an Asian person owns a shop, that a black person comes in, and maybe they're doing inventory, and they just so happen to be the same aisle with you every time you turn around, does not automatically mean that they are following you, or that they're watching you because you're black. That sounded really bad, because that, in that scenario, it probably, they were following you, but they do it to white people too. It's not just the African American race. People are still, they're not singling Africans out, but African Americans are singling themselves out. You cry wolf so many times that eventually they're going to get tired of hearing the cry. They're going to get angry, and they're going to want to retaliate back, and it's going to end up being a very, very ugly thing. And it really, really almost hit that point with these white police officers, who most of were just doing their jobs, and all of a sudden, because it was a young black man, the white cop was racist. It was racism that caused that cop to arrest or kill. It had nothing to do with the other person and their demeanor, or the way that they were acting or anything like that. You charge me, and you just robbed a bank, or you just robbed a store. I'm sorry, I apologize. You just robbed a store, and you charge me, or you refuse to do what I say, or you put your hands in your pocket. That's what they're trained to do. You know, they face danger every day. And I'm not an advocate for police, but I'm just saying, I'm sorry I got distracted for just a moment, but it's just not, this is the 21st century, people. It's not as, it doesn't exist as much as it did 100 years ago. Like I said, there may be a few out there that they're still completely ignorant and foolish, but the majority of this country caters to African Americans, even though none of them know what it's like to be a slave. But my ancestor, but that was your ancestor. It's not you. You don't deserve reparations. Oh yeah, see, I apologize, this is how my brain works. What I was saying is that all those, you know, all those, and then all those killings of shootings of the white cops after all that happened. You know, but very few people know that a very similar situation like that happened in a southern eastern state. I don't know if it was Mississippi, if it was Alabama or Georgia, I'm not sure which it was, but if I'm able to find the link again, because this has been a few years ago, then I if there's a way to attach it to this podcast, I will. I'm not sure. I'm still learning it. But a 21-year-old white male was being pulled over by an African-American police officer for, I think, that he rode through a stop sign. Anyway, the police officer kept trying to pull the man on, was flashing his lights. Well, the man acknowledged that he'd seen the police officer, but he wouldn't stop. So the police officer called it in as that he was running, even though there was no excessive speeds. The person stopped at the stop signs and stopped. You know, he turned on his blinkers and all that. Anyway, so the guy pulls up into his driveway. The young man pulls up into his driveway, gets out of his car, and turns to police officer to wave at him, and the police officer pulls his gun and shoots and kills him. Well, his brother comes running out, you know, trying to stop before the shot, you know, before the police officer pulls his gun and shot the man. He tried to explain to him that his brother was deaf, and he couldn't talk. He was, he had no hearing or vocal abilities, and since he was only a few blocks away from his house, he always, you know, he was trying to get to his house in order to be able, you know, for his brother to be able to translate so that he could get the ticket. He didn't kill the young deaf man right away. His life, I think, expired at the hospital during surgery to try to remove the bullet. But the police officer, the black police officer, didn't take a chance. But you know, that was a very small article in the newspaper. Now, I want to leave you with this thought: what if that situation would have been reversed? What if the deaf, well, I mean, I guess they call them dumb ones, can't be able to speak. What if it was African American? And what if the police officer was white? How do we think that would have went down? Now see, it's called reversed racism. And it's ridiculous. People need to open their eyes. Racism needs to stop being used as a crutch. It's 21st century, people. We're all the same. Embrace it, accept it, and own it. I am going to leave you with that thought. So until next time, everyone have a beautiful day.